that sees the invisible, expects the incredible, receives the impossible, faith that can conquer.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Faith that can conquer anything. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Faith. I have the faith, hallelujah, Jesus, that can conquer anything. Faith. I have faith that I can conquer anything. Faith. Oh, thank you, Jesus, tonight for faith, Lord. Thank you for faith. Faith that can conquer anything. Faith. Oh, we have faith tonight, Lord. We have faith, y'all. We walk it in faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Jesus. We walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, thank you, Lord God. I say we walk by faith and not by sight. We're not walking by what we see, because what we see is only temporary. And it's a matter of time, hallelujah, Jesus, before things change. Because we're walking by faith. We're in a faith walk, y'all. We're in a faith walk. A faith walk. I want to share something with you all tonight before I get into the heart of my text. On Monday night, the man of God, Pastor Eve, ministered on faith. Hallelujah. And on Tuesday night, Pastor Dwayne Collins ministered on faith. And on Thursday night, Laquita Hine, Apostle Laquita Hine, ministered on faith. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. And tonight, I want y'all to hear me tonight. God dropped it in my spirit. And I've been studying. And I've been meditating. And I've been listening to the word of God. And on Monday night when I heard the man of God speak on faith, I've been hearing faith all the week. And God led me. He dropped it into my spirit to continue on faith on tonight. And we're in 52 weeks of love, 39. Hallelujah. And I am your host tonight, Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I am your host tonight, Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Amen. And good evening, man of God, into your absence tonight. Good evening, man of God, and your absence tonight. I thank you tonight for allowing me to be on this platform tonight to bring forth the word to the people of God. And good evening to everyone who are listening in tonight. Good evening to those who are on P2P Ministry Blog Talk Radio. I want to say to you tonight, God loves you. I say God loves you. And I want to share some of the ways that he loves you, okay? I want you to hear this. There are so many more ways in the Bible that God tells us he loves us. But I have seven ways I would like to share with you tonight. And number one is that God loves us with atoning love. John 3:16 tells us God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And Romans 5:1-5, you can write it down and read it later. And number two, God loves us with calling love. 1 Peter 2:9, write it down. Read it. Read the whole chapter. The third one. Number three, God loves us with redeeming love. Romans 8:3-4, redeeming love. He redeemed us from the curse of the law according to Galatians 3:13. Amen. And number four, God loves us with justifying love. Romans 2:23-25. Read it. Write it down. Read it. your setting time, amen. And number five, God love us with adopted love. Romans 8, chapter 15. God adopted us into his royal family. We are royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. Hallelujah. Number six, God loves us with sanctifying love. I say God loves us with sanctifying love. Hallelujah. And number seven, God loves us with glorifying love. Glorifying love. Glorifying love. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And those that have their Bibles, you get your Bibles and turn with me, please. To Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 6. And it reads, And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and should obey, and it should obey you. Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted into the sea, and it should obey you. That's Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 6. And I want to use for a subject tonight, faith, the size of a mustard seed. Faith, size of a mustard seed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, the word of the Lord is faith, the size of a mustard seed. I want you to hear me tonight, my sisters and my brothers, and my co-laborer in the gospel. I want y'all to hear this tonight. The mustard seed is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. Did y'all know that? And when it is planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all plants with big branches. Isn't God so amazing? I said, isn't God so amazing? That's why I love that song, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I love that song, Amazing Grace. God is amazing, God, y'all. Yes, he is. I say, yes, he is. So, Jesus was telling his disciples, you don't need more faith. What you have is enough to do great and mighty things. Let's look at it in the Living Bible. That's Luke 17, chapter verses 5 through 6. One day, the apostle said to the Lord, we need more faith. Tell us how to get it. And look at verse 6. If your faith, look what it says, y'all. If your faith was only the size of a mustard seed, Jesus answered, it would be large enough to uproot the mulberry tree and there and send it hurling into the sea. Your command would bring immediate results. Did y'all hear that? I say your command would bring immediate results. Once you speak to it, the mulberry tree, and tell it where to go. Go cast yourself into the sea. It's your command. We can command some things to happen, y'all. We can command some things to happen. You go to the doctor and he gives you a bad diagnosis. And tell you might have cancer. Yes, you're going to get a little down or whatever. But you better command that cancer to die at the root. Command that cancer to go. Command that cancer. apostle to go. We got to start commanding some things to move and tell it where to go. Tell it to die. Command it. I command diabetes to be gone. I command diabetes to leave my body. I command diabetes to leave. I command it to go. I command my pancreas to function as God had designed it to function. Amen. Yes, start commanding some things to happen. Instead of mopping around and crying and whining, you need to speak to it. Speak to this thing. Tell them to go. Command it to go. Did you hear that, saints of God? Your command would bring immediate results. Hello, somebody. Your faith, fear command would bring results. Hallelujah. I say your faith, fear command would bring results. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus spent the night, listen at this, my brothers and my sisters. When Jesus spent the night at Bethany and awoke the next morning, he was hungry. The Bible says he was hungry. And if you look at Matthew, the 21 chapter, verses 19 in the Amplified Bible says, and when he saw a fig tree in the way, Jesus came up to it and found nothing thereon but leaves. He only found leaves only. And Jesus said unto him, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. What Jesus was saying here, my brothers and sisters, saying, let no one ever eat fruit from you again. Because it only had leaves and no fruit. And presently the fig tree withered away when Jesus cursed that tree and said, let no one ever eat fruit from you again. The fig tree withered. It withered away. You done saw a prune when it's dry. It had withered. Well, that's the way this tree did. It withered completely away. It wasn't just that. It was Jesus saying it. But it was the faith Jesus spoke. He spoke the word with faith. He mixed faith with the word. And that's what we got to do. When we speak, we got to mix the faith with the word. Word with faith. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. You must speak faith. Faith word. Speak it. Verse 20 says, and when the disciples saw it the next morning, they was astonished and asked Jesus, how is it that the fig tree had withered away all at once? Y'all, that was faith. The man of God, Jesus, powerful, word of God, I command this tree that no one ever eat fruit from you again. That's why it withered up. And that's what we can do with sickness and diseases. Curse that thing. Tell it to be gone. Tell it to dry up. Tell it to die. Be thou removed. Leave my body. And watch it move. Because you're the commanded to go. And you use faith. Faith word. Hallelujah. Verse 21. Jesus replied to them. Or he said to them, I assure you, and most solemnly say to you, if you have faith, hey Jesus. If you have faith, hey Lord. If you have faith, oh God. Personally, trust and have confidence in God. And do not doubt or allow yourself to be drawn into two directions. Listen, saints, do not allow yourself to be drawn in two directions. Y'all remember Paul? The Apostle Paul said he was torn between two opinions. And here it's saying here, do not doubt or allow yourself to be drawn into two directions. You will not only do what's done to the fig tree, oh my God. But even if you say to this mountain, and you know what a mountain is, I'm not talking about a mountain that when you go out to California or you go to New York somewhere and you see a big mountain. I'm not talking about that kind of mountain. I'm talking about a mountain that rises up in your life. I'm talking about a mountain that comes up in your life problem. It could be you have a problem with your children. They acting crazy. Your husband, he running around. Your wife, she don't want to even talk to you. Let me tell y'all something. Hey, Jesus. Lord Jesus. If you have faith, if the Bible didn't say when, it said if you have faith, I'm talking about personal trust and confidence in God. Do not doubt or allow yourself to be drawn in two directions. Don't allow yourself to be drawn in two directions. You will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, hey, mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea. Tell it where to go. It will happen, but you must command it to go. It will happen, saints of God. If God's will it. And verse 22 said, and whatever you ask for in prayer, believing you will receive them, whatever you ask for in prayer. You got to ask in prayer. Believing you will receive it. And the Bible says you should have it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, have mercy on us. Believers. Believers. Saints of God. Did you get that? You see, we are saying things, speaking things about what we want to happen. The words are not filled with faith. Then we wonder why it's not happening and what's going on. You know why? Because your words are not filled with faith. Your words are not filled with faith. Then we wonder why it's not happening and what's going on. You got to have your words. The word of God, filled with faith. Filled with faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please him. So we must have faith. Only the grain of a mustard seed. And y'all know a mustard seed is a very tiny little seed. It's so tiny. It's so small. It's so little. I said one day, if you would drop one in your house, you would never find it. You would need a magnifying glass. Even if you got a vacuum cleaner to vacuum it up, you don't know whether you got it or not. But if you drop it outside on the ground and it hit the marsh, it goes spring up. It goes spot out into one big bunch of mustard greens. You'll have enough for 10 people to eat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That one little grain of mustard seed, that's all the faith you need. That's all the faith you need. When Jesus told the disciples, when they asked him, why can we cast out these demons? And Jesus told them, oh, you a little faith. He didn't tell them they didn't have any faith. He said, you have little faith. They could have did what they did with the faith they had. But guess what? They had doubt. And what doubt does, it brings unbelief. And unbelief cancels out your faith. Hey, somebody. Hello, somebody. Are y'all still there? Are y'all hearing me tonight? That's all the faith you need. It's a grain of a mustard seed. Mustard seed faith. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. You see, we are saying things, speaking things about what we want to happen. The world are not filled with faith. I'm going to say that again. It's not filled with faith. Then we wonder why it's not happening and what's going on. Faith. Faith. And verse 21, Jesus said, if you have faith, personally trust and have confidence in God. And do not doubt. Do not doubt. Allow yourself to be drawn into two directions. Say that again. Let's stop right there. Let's stop right there and look at James, the first chapter, verse 8. It says, it's this way. A double-minded man or a woman is unstable in all his or her ways. Did y'all get that? I say a double-minded man or a woman is unstable in all his or her ways. When I looked at that word unstable, that means you're not sticking to one way of thinking. You wishy-washy. Your mind is running off. You're not sticking to one way of thinking. You're unstable. You're unstable. You don't stick to one way of thinking. Hallelujah. You must stick to one way of thinking. That's why James say a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He didn't say some of his ways. He said all of his ways. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love the way the Living Bible said it. And every decision you then make will be uncertain as you turn first this way. And then, if you don't ask with faith, don't expect the Lord to give you any solid answer. Did y'all get? I said if you don't ask with faith, don't expect the Lord to give you any solid answers. Hey, Jesus, hallelujah. My God, hey, Jesus. Saints, did you hear that? I said if you don't ask with faith, don't expect the Lord to give you any solid answers. My God. Saints, did you hear that? All we need is a little faith. All we need is a little faith. And I thought about that songwriter saying, all I need is a little more Jesus. All I need is a little more Jesus. All I need is a little more Jesus. I know I got it, but all I need is a little more and a little more and a little more and a little more and add on to what I got. Hey, Jesus. My God, did you hear that? I'm going to say it again. All we need is a little faith. Just a little, y'all. Just a little. You see, everything in the kingdom starts with the seed. Oh, my God. Hey, Lord. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. All we need is a little faith. Just a little. You see, everything in the kingdom starts with the seed. I say everything in the kingdom starts with the seed. Money is a seed. Told y'all, just a little. Just a little. All you need. All we need is a little faith. Just a little, y'all. Just a little. You see, everything in the kingdom starts with a seed. God said in Genesis, every seed produced after its kind. No way to plant mustard seed and expect to get tomatoes. If you're on this line tonight and you plant mustard seed and you expect to get tomatoes, you email me, produce after his kind. No way to plant mustard seed and expect to get tomatoes. Nor apples, a harvest of oranges. If you do, email me. Not going to happen. I say it's not going to happen. Y'all don't even hear me, but I say it's not going to happen. Hey, somebody, remember the little boy? You remember the little boy's lunch? Five loaves and two fish. Oh, my God. Jesus. Jesus' personal trust and confidence was in the Father. He asked his disciples in Matthew, the 16th chapter, verses 9, out of the New King James Version, do you not yet understand or remember the five loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Do you remember? So it is with doubt and faith. Y'all get this. So it is with doubt and faith. You can't ask in doubt. I just said that earlier. You can't ask in doubt. You must ask in faith. Doubt brings unbelief. And unbelief cancels out your faith. So it is with doubt and faith. I'm going to say it again. So it is with doubt and faith. You can't ask in doubt. Don't ask in doubt and expect to receive what it is you are needing God to do. Or expect to happen. But that's in faith. Faith.
Faith. Faith. It's a grain of a mustard seed. Faith. The size of a mustard seed. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. John, the 3rd chapter, verse 16. Are y'all seeing there? For God so loved the world, as read, and he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not doubt or shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. God sowed a seed of love. This is where I want to go. God sowed a seed of love, y'all, and reaped the harvest so great until in the book of Revelation 7 and 9, John said, hey, Lord, after these things, I looked and behold a great multitude which no one could number of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues. I just want you all to understand tonight, God sent his son to be born of a woman's seed. Listen, y'all. Listen, my people. Listen. I just want you all to understand, God sent his son to be born of a woman, a seed, and to a world because he loved us and yet loves us. It wasn't a time thing. But it was a one time that eternal life with him could be for all who believe. I'm talking about eternal. Never ending, hey, Jesus. Get this, saints. Get this. Hear the word of the Lord. You can't be double-minded. Hey, Jesus. You can't be double-minded about the things of God. He has given each of us a measure of faith. But I think the Bible says he has given each of us the measure of faith. Not a measure, but the measure of faith. Let me back up. I want to share this to you again. Eternal, never ending. Get this, saints. Hear the word of the Lord. You can't be double-minded. Saints of God, we can't be double-minded about the things of God. He has given each of us the measure of faith. The measure of faith. Not a measure, because if he give us a measure, he give you a measure, he give me a measure, and all of us have a measure of faith. Guess what we'll do? We'll send this person to hell, and this one to hell, and this one to jail, and this one over here, and this one over there. That's why God, he given us the measure of faith. Hallelujah. But it's enough to bring to us the kingdom of benefit and blessing. It's enough to bless us to receive what he had promised. God promised us so much. And we got to always remind him of his promise. If he promised us that we'll be healed, we'll be healed. He promised us. Galatians 6, chapter 1 and 7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whosoever a man soweth, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hey, Jesus. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Matthew, the 17th chapter, verses 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, there it is again. That's all you need. You just say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place. Tell it where to go. And it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible to you. Nothing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Nothing shall be impossible to you. What you say, Jesus? He said, remove his to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. What you say, Jesus? Oh, glory to God. Glory to God, saints. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God, saints. Glory to God, saints. Let me share this with you. A little can go a long way. Did y'all get that? A little can go a long way. Little seed. A little mustard seed, sprout out into a bunch of mustard greens. And I said it earlier, and 10 of us can eat off. Mustard green, mustard seed faith. How many on the line tonight have mustard seed faith? I say, how many of y'all on the line tonight have mustard seed faith? Well, lift your hand. I can't see you, but I can see your hand in the spirit. If you have mustard seed faith, lift your hand. Because God said that's all we need. He said that's all we need is faith the size of a mustard seed. Yes, a mustard seed. Mustard seed faith. Hallelujah. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Oh, see you there. I'm talking about mustard seed faith. And you can't plant a mustard seed and expect to get a tomato. You can't plant a mustard seed and expect to get an orange. You can't plant mustard seed and expect to get apples. You go get mustard seed. You go get some mustard greens. I'm making somebody hungry right now, right? Mustard green, cornbread, chicken on the side. Somebody is getting hungry. But we need to get hungry for the word of God.
Yeah, you making me hungry.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mustard seed. Size of a mustard seed, y'all. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, to your will, Lord. Yes to your way, and yes to your word. Yes to your will. Yes to your word. Yes to your way. Awesome. Look at this little seed, if you will. I have it in my hand. You can't see it, but you can see it in the spirit. You see this little seed I have in my hand? Take it outside. And dig the ground, tilt the ground, and drop that seed in the ground. And watch what you get from that little seed. That's how much faith you need. That's all the faith you need. All the faith you need. I dropped one in my kitchen one day. Never did find it. Never did find it. But if I had dropped it outside, it would have sprouted up and it would have made mustard green, Jesus. Thank you. Mustard seed faith. That's all the faith we need. Do y'all see this seed? You can't see it in my hand now, but you can see it in the spirit. I'm holding it up in my hand right now. I want you to see this seed in the spirit. Close your eyes. Picture this little seed I have in my hand. This is all the faith we need.
This all the faith we need. This all we need is mustard seed faith. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. All we need is mustard seed faith. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you. I praise you. I glorify your name. And I thank you, Jesus. And I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Jesus, for mustard seed faith. I thank you tonight for mustard seed faith. I thank you, Jesus, because you said in your word that's all we need. And we believe you and we trust in your word. That's all we need. And not doubt, but believe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Yes, I thank you. Oh, I thank you. Thank you for this mustard seed. Mustard seed faith. I hope y'all are hearing me. And I hope y'all got something out of this tonight. I love you. And Jesus loves you too. I love you so much. I love you. All of those who are listening to me tonight. All those who listen to me tonight. At the sound of my voice. And by the aid of the Holy Ghost. We just need mustard seed faith. That's all we need. Like this lady asked me to pray for her. Pray for me, Evangelist Virginia, for more faith. I say, so I cannot pray for you for more faith. But what you do, you go into the word of God. And he say, my beloved, praying and building yourself up, praying in the Holy Ghost. It's going to build you up and it's going to build up your faith. Hey, somebody. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Mustard seed faith. I can't get that out of my spirit. A little bit of seed can grow and make so much. Still had doubt. They didn't have enough faith. When Jesus come back and told them, all you need is a little faith. Just a little faith. Thank you, Lord. When I got the revelation of that, I took it and I ran with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. And I praise you. And I glorify your name. I praise you and I glorify your name. Hallelujah. Is there anyone listening to me tonight? Are you hearing me tonight?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Yes. The Lord is leading me to pray for someone because they doubt themselves. They doubt that they don't have faith. I need to pray with someone tonight. Hello, somebody. Is the line open, man of God?
Yes, if you're in need of prayer tonight, go ahead and dial 1. We will bring you in immediately. Area code 323, last 4, 2161. You're live on 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Pastor E. This is Carolyn. Good evening, Evangelist Valentine.
Well, good evening, Sister Carolyn. How are you today, Minister Carolyn? How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I also have a friend on the three-way line. Her name is Tony, and she's enjoyed a couple of the broadcasts. So she's on. But I want you to know that I was blessed by your word that you brought forth today. I actually tried to take notes on a couple of things I missed. But despite of my circumstances. That's one thing I always hold on to is faith.
Okay.
Because I know that faith will bring me through no matter what, even at my lowest points when I was in the street and doing wrong. I remember how I was raised, and I remember what I heard when I did go to church and from as a child when my parents took me. I remember what I heard, so I knew to have faith and to stand on the word. So, as always, I need prayer for financial stability. I think I need to have faith that it will all come at once, but I do different events at different times for different things.
Okay.
And so right now I need prayer that I could pull off an event for siblings that have lost brothers and sisters. We always worry about the mothers. Of course, there's no love like a mother's love, but we wonder why these kids are acting out and why they're going to drugs and going to gangs and doing this is because they slept, ate, played with kids that they lost with their sibling. So I'm trying to pull off an event for that, and I'm praying and I'm having faith that the funding will come to do that. So if not just for myself, I would like to pray for families that have lost children. I would like to pray for the mothers that have lost a child. And as I'm saying that, it's ironic that Tony is on the line, the lady that's on the line with us. She lost her son some years ago, and she's still holding on to faith. She's still a mother, and she still goes through it. So I would sow the seed to sow inside of her, to sow inside of the other mothers. So my prayer is for me to continue to help people, to help those, and for us to pray for Tony as she sits on the line.
Okay. Her name is Tony. And Sister Callum, you want
She's
prayer.
She's on the line.
Okay. You want prayer, you say, for financial blessing, a financial blessing?
Yes, and for my friend Tony, I'll let her talk and say something.
And for your friend Tony. Okay.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, Tony?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. I'm blessed, thank God. And you?
I'm thankful, and I'm blessed.
Well, praise God. And you know what? I want to pray for the both of you all together.
Thank
for
you.
For financial support, and that God will move on your behalf, but you must believe it, and all you need is a grain of a mustard seed. You just need mustard seed. Faith. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me?
Yes, I am.
Mustard seed faith. Over in 3 John 2. It says, Beloved, I wish above all things, not some things, but I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul shall prosper.
Yes, Lord.
God wants you to prosper spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, amen, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Then he wants your soul to prosper. Did you all get that? Both of you all, Mr. Tony and Mrs. Sister Keller, that scripture, 3 John 2, said, Beloved, he wish above all things that you will prosper be in health. And be in health, even as your soul shall prosper. What this scripture is saying here, I want you to prosper spiritually.
Yes, yes.
Mentally, head Jesus, and financially. You got it, sister. Lift your hand. And praise God and say, I receive it.
I receive it. In the name of Jesus.
You, sister, raise your hand and say, I believe.
I believe it is in the name of Jesus.
Your financial is,
oh, you getting ready to get a breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
Your breakthrough is on the way.
Hallelujah.
You just receive it.
Praise
and say, God, I receive it, and I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I receive it, and I thank you, Jesus.
Receive it.
Receive it.
Receive it, and you will have a testimony.
Praise your name.
You're going to come back with a testimony. And the young man that died a couple of years ago, sister, release him and let him go. You're going to think about it, but you love it, but you got to go on in the things of God.
Yes, Jesus.
Love it, release him, and let him go. He's in a better place. He's with Jesus now. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
He's with Jesus. He's with Jesus now. You love him.
Yes.
And you're going on with your life. Go ahead on with Jesus. And let Jesus do a work in you. You stand to the side. You get out of the way and let God come around you, through you, and see Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And guess what? Jesus loves you.
Yes,
I said Jesus loves you.
Yes, he does.
In spite of no matter what, he sent his son to die for you. It's well, my sister. It's well, Sister Carla.
Thank you, Lord.
It's well. I can hear the Lord saying, tell him it's well. He told us, shoot him, white woman. It is well. It is well with your soul. It is well with your soul. It is well. Now you need to go in peace, and you need to praise God and bless him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I love you, my sister.
Love you, Jesus.
I love you. I love y'all. Hallelujah. Amen.
God bless y'all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God got it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else on the line? Need prayer? Hallelujah.
You deserve my worship.
Yes, Lord.
You deserve my praise.
Oh, come on, come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I just want to thank him for saving me.
Jesus. Mm.